Let's go. We're back, guys. Elaine's here with me today because our boy Sebastian's having his last week of school. And I just finished up, and shout out to God, it's finally over, man. I did not want to deal with that anymore. How was I getting by the end of the semester, baby?
Repeat your question.
How was I getting? Like, was I starting to get like really tired and
Oh,
all that?
yeah, he was starting to get more tired and grouchy.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be over, guys. I couldn't stand it anymore. But it's over. Big Daddy Brian does not have to worry about his grades anymore. He can chill for like at least 2 months before school starts, but not for my boy Sebastian. Anyways,
He has
I
one more week
know
left.
it's depressing hours. This is episode 19
Can you believe it?
of the Straight Guy, Straight Girl podcast. No, I'm just kidding. Sebastian's gonna get mad.
I know
It's
how.
the Gay Guy, Straight Guy podcast.
No, remember you changed it. He's straight now.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just
What, he's
kidding.
gay? No, he's gonna be like, what the heck? But we did want to start off the podcast in a different way. We want to start saying something nice about Sebastian. We want to name two things that we both appreciate about Sebastian so he could get through these last week of school. You start off.
I have a question
What?
before we say these things. What if like we find like similar things? Can we agree or no? It has to be
Yeah, we could
different.
agree.
Okay.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be sent different.
Okay, you go first.
Sebastian's probably like, no, it has to be different. I want my ego
I
to go up.
know,
One thing I really appreciate about Sebastian is that he's gay and that like I could just tell people I have a gay best friend. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm just kidding. The best thing about Sebastian is that he's always there. He's always considerate about your feelings. Like he's never gonna shut you down. He's always gonna try to comfort you and help you out.
I agree with what you said. He doesn't judge you at
No.
all. Like, he's there for you as a friend. Like, you could tell him anything and he'll be there for you.
Yeah.
He won't judge you.
Well, so you copied me? No.
And I was
Okay.
like, I agree. Like, he's
Okay.
such a good friend.
Okay, so not to be something different for me. Something that I always like about Sebastian is his humor.
His humor?
He's funny. He just has like this. He's just funny. I don't know how to explain like how he, like if you listen to our podcast for a fat minute, you know what his type of humor is. Okay, what about you, baby?
I appreciate his sass. He has a good
Oh,
sass.
he does have good sass.
Like he'll say something funny, but it will have the sass with it.
I don't know, he does a little, what is it called? Snap. He snap,
Yeah.
snap, snap.
Like, don't get it twisted, girl. He's so funny. I love him.
Yeah, that's a little nice things about Sebastian. Now let's trash him and talk about the worst qualities about Sebastian.
He's fake. I'm just kidding.
Just kidding. Sebastian has no bad qualities. Put some respect on that man's name. You ready to start your episode out? Okay, guys, we're gonna do something different today. We're gonna do like a little relationship quiz. Who knows who better? Obviously, it's gonna be me that knows her better. Don't judge me just because I look like I don't care. It's her that doesn't care about me. Nah, that's a good one, huh? All
This is
right.
your what do you always say? Your ghetto kid. You're the ghetto kid from Scottsdale.
Yeah, I'm the ghetto kid from Scottsdale. I was raised in the mean streets of Scottsdale.
Go first.
Me go first?
Yeah.
All right. Have I ever been in an ambulance?
Yes.
No, I haven't.
You're
I've never been in an ambulance.
lying. I
That's
thought you
funny.
have.
Nope.
Seriously?
Yeah, never.
Well, they didn't.
I've never been in an ambulance.
For real?
Yeah.
Why are you
Deadass.
lying?
Okay, go ahead.
Such a liar.
She's already missing, guys. Not even the second, third question. She misses on the first one. And it's not even a, like, she has to remember something. It has to be like a yes or no question. She had a 50-50 chance. All right.
Okay. Did I ever break a bone?
Yeah, you did. You broke your ankle.
No, he didn't.
Oh, you tore it, huh?
Yeah.
Ah, dang.
Ah! You want to talk smack? Look at you.
I think they're the same thing. That's
No,
why
they're not. They're literally different.
I think the same thing. I don't
Get
know.
it right. If you want to come for me, make sure you come. You know my answers.
Whatever, whatever. Okay. Have I ever been in a police car?
No.
I have been.
Ah!
Ah! I set you up with that one, huh? I was in a police car. So in middle school, we were getting out of school, And one of my friends, he was like, "Hey, bro, that's a police car right there. I'm gonna tell him to drop us off at home." And I was like, "He's not gonna drop us off at home, bro. You're tripping." And he asked him, and I was in the back seat of a police car, and he took me home.
Wow, were you scared?
No.
Not scared, but you were like, this is what it feels like.
I know, I was like, "Damn, this is what it feels like." Damn, 0 for 0 right now.
Okay. Have I ever played a sport?
Like at school?
In general. Like, what was in a team, a league?
No, you never been on one.
Yeah, I haven't.
Yeah, I was like, no, you haven't. 1-0, guys. Big Daddy Brian's winning right now. How many Devin Booker jerseys do I have? I have 4. Dang, she does not know me. Okay, it's your turn.
Okay, what's my favorite color?
Damn, why did I just black out right now? Hold on. Oh, I got it. Burgundy.
No,
It's burgundy.
it's not.
What is it then?
I told you what it is. I was like, I feel like it's not that color anymore. I feel like it's pink now.
That's not fair. You just changed that recently.
I
Dang.
literally told you. I told you.
What am I getting my bachelor's in right now in college? It's not science.
Biology.
It's biology. Good job. Your first point after 4 questions. The reason I asked that, guys, is because sometimes she forgets what my major is. What was the last time you said? I think you said ecology.
No, I just said science.
Oh, you're funny.
Okay, my turn.
Oh yeah, it is
Yeah,
your
you
turn.
just
Yeah.
went. I mean, you could keep going.
Nah, go ahead.
When I first went to school, what did I study for?
You're going to go for a medical assistant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ah, she was like, "What?" I wasn't expecting that. You weren't expecting that? I told you, I know you're good.
Whatever.
What is my go-to shoe?
Shoe?
Yeah, the shoes. What is my go-to shoe?
Do Crocs count?
Yeah, they do.
Crocs. Your Crocs? You
Converse,
always
baby.
wear them.
I just wear them because I'm too lazy to put anything else on.
You're always wearing your Vans too, those black and white ones.
Yeah, because they're the outside ones. I like wearing my Converse. Those are my go-to if I had one.
Such a
It
liar.
is.
Get out my face. Tomato,
Tomato.
tomato.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. I don't
At
have
you go.
one. Let's see how prepared he is.
I'm always prepared. You're trying to come up with something hard, huh?
No.
Everyone's probably like, "Oh my God.
Have ever dyed my hair?
Have you ever dyed your hair?"
Yeah.
Do highlights count? Like with blonde streaks or whatever? Yeah, right. Since,
When does dying, yeah.
yeah, so yeah, you have. I was like, it has
Oh no,
to,
that
right?
was the easy one.
I was like, it has to count, right? Okay, are you ready? What shoes did my mom buy me growing up?
Easy, tell me.
Do you want me to give you some
Did
hints?
you tell me?
Yes, I've told you. So growing up, guys, my mom and my family just didn't have like a lot of money.
Puma.
No.
Also share.
Me and my family, like, we were poor growing up, so like a lot of the time we'd buy like cheap shoes from like BB Fashion or whatever. And it would cost like $20, $15, and they would usually be K-Swiss.
K Swiss are good though.
Yeah, they were good shoes though.
I remember my dad bought some K Swiss and he liked this like design that you could slide it up and down to each
Yeah.
side. I was like, that's
Yeah.
cool.
That's your turn.
Okay.
Brian's up 3-0 right now. 3-1, I mean. 3-1.
Oh my god, yeah, you're
Yeah.
such a
How am I a
cheater.
cheater? I just know you well.
In what grade did I play the violin?
Oh, that's a good one. Let's see. I know your middle school had a music thing because you grew up in a white hood. I don't know about elementary school, though. So if I had to guess, it was probably 5th grade.
No,
What grade?
I was in fourth.
Ah, I was gonna say 4th too. I was close, huh? Let's see. Have I ever had chicken pox?
No.
I have had chicken pox.
You're such a liar. I remember.
I have had chicken pox.
I typed you because I remember you saying no.
No, I told you I had it first and then my sister had it second.
Whatever. We're full of tomatoes.
Why you mad, my boy? All right, it's your turn, baby.
Oh, it's my turn?
Mm-hmm.
If there was a sport, what would I join?
Cheerleading.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If there was a sport. You know what I mean.
If I had to join a sport, yeah. Blah, blah, blah. Right now, it's 5-0. 5-1.
Five.
I know. I'm at 5.
Why 5?
For 5 points. Have I answered 5 points, right?
You didn't 5 questions. 5 of them?
4 at least. Okay.
You're such a cheater. Not you, Addy.
Are you ready for this one?
Yeah. Hey, you think this one messed up because I was playing with it?
No, you're good, baby. Name 4 general places that I have pooped in. For example, a restaurant instead of just saying Burger King or McDonald's.
Wait, what?
Name 4 general places that I have pooped in. For an example, a restaurant instead of just saying Burger King, McDonald's.
Oh, okay.
And now you can't use restaurant, so you have to name 4 other places.
The park.
Yeah.
Gas station.
Yeah.
Outside.
Yeah, I'll count that. Because I pooped in a mountain before.
In a bag.
No, that's a thing that you poop in. Okay, it's so like a toilet, basically.
Stranger's house.
Oh, I'll count that. That's a good one. I like that. You could have just said my house, too. Look at you go.
Do I get 4 points added? Because I got all 4 right?
No, you get 2.
You're fake.
Go ahead, baby. Your turn.
That was like 4-1.
You swear, no, it's that not.
Guys, tell me now if it's 4-1 because that's cheating.
How's that cheating? Get out of here. You swear.
Succeed.
Go ahead, baby.
Okay. What do I prefer to drink? Wine or beer?
That's a good one. You don't drink enough wine for me to say that you prefer wine. I think beer.
Okay. What kind?
What type of beer? Mm-hmm. It's not fair. You didn't say that.
I'm doing it to you now.
Your favorite type of beer. That's like a whole ass question, see? Your favorite type of beer, I would say, is Truly's.
No. That's not a beer.
Oh, it's not? My bad. I didn't know
is
that.
Is it a beer?
Well, I don't know.
It's not a beer.
I don't
it's
know.
Like a
seltzer. I was going to say that too. So I get another chance? I didn't know that. I'm not a beer guy. I don't drink. Let's see. What the heck? What else can it be? Dos Equis.
Yeah.
Yeah, your whole family drinks Dos Equis like nothing.
No, they drink Modelos.
Oh, they do?
Dos Equis.
Oh, shoot. Okay, since you gave me like 2 questions, basically, that's 6 points.
No. Get out of here. That was one. So
have I ever had lice?
Yes.
Yeah, good point. 3-6? 3-6? All right, I'm asking you another one then.
You're 5-3.
Not even. Get out of here. That's 6-3.
Okay, whatever, cheater.
What is my favorite cereal?
You just asked me this the other day.
That's why I asked you. Guys, I asked her, what is my favorite cereal? She said cornflakes. And then I said, okay, but what's my favorite food? My favorite cereal if it was junk food. And she was like, Fruit Loops. And I was like, that's messed up. I know your favorite cereal without you even telling me, because you've only mentioned it once.
Well, technically I said cornflakes and I got it right.
Yeah,
that is your favorite cereal.
I said that. That's what I said, but I said junk food cereal.
No one cares.
And then I was like I know yours is Frosted Flakes. I know that. And she was like, oh my god. And she felt bad because she didn't know what my favorite was.
Hard because you had 2 favorite cereals. I only have 1.
Yeah, but there's a difference. One's healthy and the other one isn't.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, there's a difference. You still have 2. And guys, I gave her a chance to guess it, and she guessed like 7 times before she didn't even guess it right. I had to tell her.
Yeah, I give up.
So her first guess was Fruity Pebbles. And I do not like Fruity Pebbles. I think that's too fruity. I like Cocoa Pebbles.
You didn't even let me answer.
Oh, it's too late then. I'll give you another one. What is my go-to chips?
Oh, you have a lot of options, though. Can I get three?
No. I'll just say my favorite chips.
No.
What is my favorite chips? My favorite chips since I was a kid. That should be specific enough. Since you were a kid. Yeah.
But you have a lot.
Since I was a kid. Some of these chips I haven't ate till like a couple years ago. How don't you know this?
Those rancheros plate.
Every time I tell you about these chips, I'm always like, ah, these are my favorite. Like, I love them.
Those one chips that I had, I don't know what they're called.
It's the Flamin' Hot Fries chips.
Stop lying to me.
You know those are my favorite. That's why you're trying to. That's why you're starting to realize right now.
But every time you get those chips, you're always like, oh, these are good. They're my favorite.
Yeah, baby, but I told you since I was a kid. That's specific enough. Because I've ate those since I was a kid.
I was actually going to say that, but yeah. I was scared I was going to be wrong. So I went with the other one.
You're funny.
And I was still wrong.
Well, guys, we officially know who knows who better. And that's Big Daddy Brian.
I only answered like three questions. I mean, you only answered three questions.
And I was still right.
Okay, what's my favorite drink?
Your favorite drink in general?
Yeah.
Lemonade. What is it then?
Water.
Get out. Well, get out of here. If your favorite drink was water, you wouldn't be dehydrated half the day.
That was a good one. Funny.
It was lemonade though, huh?
No, it's water. Lemonade's just my...
Dead ass?
Yes.
What the?
Lemonade's just like my restaurant drink. Because I don't like to try anything new. I'm scared.
I'm scared out here. Whoa, whatever. I think that ends it. Big Daddy Brian has won this. Don't let my ghetto looks, don't let my don't care type of face or that I'm a guy fool you. I know her better than she knows me.
Whatever. That's why I won Sebastian last time.
Oh, yeah, you did beat him.
So I know you better.
I know. And Sebastian's known me for my whole life, basically. But he didn't know me.
Yeah, huh?
Yeah. So... Oh, wait. I want to give a shout out to the restaurant we always eat at. If you guys live in Phoenix or Arizona in general, go to Mesa and go to Happy Bao. That's like the best food I've ever ate in my life. Huh, baby?
Yeah, it's honestly chef's kiss.
It's smack. And like the people there are really, really nice. Like everyone that works there is really nice.
Yeah, they greet. It's like a warm welcoming.
Yeah. I don't know if it's like a family restaurant or not, but yeah, like
it's family owned.
Yeah, they're really nice. Like,
and their food is like handmade. Like they just, it's not like pre-cooked or anything. They sit there, once you order it, they make it from right there.
Yeah, it's bon appetit. I would recommend getting Zhao La Bao, something like that. It was something like XIA and then Bao. And then we always get like the dumpling combo. Yeah. And like it's like four different pieces of dumplings with different things in it. Mm-hmm. That's bomb too. And she always likes getting this other thing that's not even that good.
I like it. It's the spicy wontons. Or dumplings. Oh yeah,
that's what it's called, spicy wontons. But they're bomb, guys. Like legit smack. It was embarrassing though because like I was using the chopsticks to get like a... like a dumpling, I think.
Yeah.
And the lady had to come up to me because I was struggling so bad. And she was like, do you need a fork, sir? And I was like, no.
He was struggling bad. I was like, just poke it. But he made it obvious that...
he was poking it.
That he was poking it. That you didn't know how to use it. I was like, oh, this guy.
It's not my fault.
And it's like the employee there, she was like, do you want a fork?
It sucks though, because like the first time I was there, I knew how to use it. But now it's just like, I'm struggling.
Yeah.
It's not my fault.
That was funny.
I'm a beautiful man.
But yeah.
I think that ends it, guys. Shout out to all of y'all. Give us a 5-star on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you can. We really appreciate it. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Instagram. You can listen to us on anywhere. Also, listen to the podcast on YouTube if you want to see the video. Follow us on TikTok as well. And it's all just Gay Guy, Straight Guy Podcast. Some of them have spaces, some of them don't. Well, shout out to y'all. That ends it.
Bye, horse.